Well, on the 22nd of November 2011, we've published our 200th Tuesday topic. And it's hard to believe that it's now 8 years. It was the 26th of November 2003 that we published the first topic. They are 600 to 800 word essays on aspects of consultation. And I'm hoping that people who've looked at these topics have found them useful. The subject we decided to major on this time round goes under the title Credible Consultations. And our reflection basically is that in those 8 years, although there have been lots of fashionable diversions one way and another, the core fundamentals of consultation has not changed, but we are as much in need today as we were 8 years ago of a way of knowing what consultations to take seriously. There are far too many organisations who are playing fast and loose with consultations, and where we don't quite know whether the consultor is really serious about hearing from his stakeholders or her stakeholders. And what we need, and what I think the Institute will increasingly provide, is some form of independent assessment as to whether or not a consultation is for real. Now, we make several references to the fact that civil servants and politicians sometimes shy away from using the term consultation, because, let's be blunt, using the term engagement is much softer, and it's very hard to say you haven't engaged properly. But this year, as many listeners to my audio brews will know, we've had a whole string of court cases where judges have been very, very ready to set aside consultations that haven't met the proper gunning standards. And those gunning standards have been around since 1985. So the reason why we call for credible consultations is that in order to keep out of the courts, and more importantly to satisfy the court of public opinion, we now need some kind of way of distinguishing from the tick box exercises those occasions where those who have gone out to consultation genuinely want to hear. Now, by the time we've put together another 100, and it'll be another 4 or 5 years hence, let's see if it's easier to discern those organisations and those public bodies that take consultation as seriously as they should.